Tesnissen, Wednesday the 9th of April, Rabbi Shimon Silkin, the paradoxical state of the Yotzei Mitzrayim.
Okay, good morning. So the title is The Paradoxical State of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. We'll try and resolve that paradox, but before we can do that, we need to describe what the paradox is. So, depending upon where you look, you find that the spiritual state of the Jewish people, just before they were redeemed from Mitzrayim, was either a very elevated state or the opposite. So we'll start with the bad news first. If you look, for example, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he describes Avraham Avinu's rise to greatness and what he did, and then the following and subsequent generations. So the Rambam's Loshen is Vahor Hadov Aholeich or Misgaber Bivnei Yaakov. This that Yaakov Avinu had established, that Avraham Avinu had established, continued to grow and intensify with the sons of Yaakov, Uvenuvim Aleim, Benasis Ba'olam Uma, and a nation was created in the world, Shehi Yoda'as Es Hashem, that recognized and knew Hashem, Ad She'orchu Hayomim LiYisrael B'Mitzrayim, until the point that Klal Yisrael had been existent in Mitzrayim for an extended amount of time. And unfortunately, v'chodzru lilmoid ma'asehem. But they reverted back to their previous behavior, v'la'avoid koichovim kemoisot. The Rambam says that this nation that Avraham Avinu had established became Oivda Avodah Zarah. He says, apart from Shevet Levi, of course, that's lo'ovad Shevet Levi Avodah Koichovim. And then the Lashon of the Rambam is very strong, famous Lashon of the Rambam. Ukimat kat hoyo ha'ikar sheshosal Avraham ne'eka. And it came almost to the point that which Avraham Avinu had planted, that which he had established, was completely uprooted. They were moments away from such a disaster. And Yaakov and the children of Yaakov had basically returned to that very Toos that Avraham Avinu had given his life to rectify. Because of Hashem's love for us, and because he had made a promise to Avraham Avinu that he needed to uphold, so also Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shekol HaNeviim V'Sholchoi, so he dispatched Moshe Rabbeinu as the Novi to redeem Klal Yisrael, Kivishin Isnamba Moshe Rabbeinu Boch Hashem Yisrael L'Nachalo Hechtiru Memitzus Hodion Derech Avedosa. Once Moshe Rabbeinu turned up on the scene, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael as his own personal inheritance. He gave them the mitzvahs and he advised them as to what the Derech Avodah should be. But the main thing that we extract from these words, the famous words of the Rambam, is that Klal Yisrael were on the cusp of destruction. They were on literally the edge of the abyss. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to swoop in and literally pull them back from the precipice. Another moment, they would have gone over the edge. And this is an idea that's backed up in Chazal, famous Medrash Rabban Parshas Bo, that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeeming Klal Yisrael to a Kohen whose Truma rolls into a Beis HaKvaros. Omar Rav Shimon, it's only mitoich chibosan ha'gadoyla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for Klal Yisrael that he got us out of them. Because when a Kohen sees his Truma roll into a Beis HaKvaros, he's not allowed to retrieve it, can't become Tomei, but he has a dilemma on his hands. On the one hand, that's his precious Truma. On the other hand, he can't become Tomei. Says the Kohen, it's worth my while becoming Tomei and contracting Tuma to redeem and retrieve my Truma. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'soich Tumaso, I'll enter into the Tuma with Klal Yisrael, into Mitzrayim, just to pull Klal Yisrael out. Such was the state of Tuma at that time. In fact, Chazal tell us that they were at the very maximum level of tumah that is even achievable in this world. And kiyadua, even later when they got to Yam Suf, Chazal tell us that there was a big tumult in Shemayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to save the Eden and he was about to drown the Mitzrayim. Nu vashteit. Exactly. Halolo ev davodah zorah. Halolo ev davodah zorah. What's the difference? They're both ev davodah zorah. Exactly as the Rambam said. V'chol zru l'maaseyim. In fact, some of the Sforim explained that the whole term Pesach, Hashem Shepasach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to skip over the houses. What's the skipping of the houses all about? And why does that become the name of the Yom Tov? Why is that so significant? Ad Kedei Kach, that it defines the Yom Tov? Sforim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally not just skipped over the physical houses of Mitzrayim, but he had to bypass the whole system. He had to expedite the process. Because had things been left to their own devices, Klal Yisrael would have been lost, and that's Tochma Matzah. Chomis is things left to their own devices, and Matzah is when HaKadosh Baruch has to, you know, take the shortcut, so to speak. But Passover is taking the slip road. It's a remarkable description, all of these Makuras, of the state of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim at that time. Me'idoch Gisok, from the other side, we see a completely different picture. Completely different picture altogether. Why would Klal Yisrael nigal? Why were they redeemed? Because of Emunah. By Yovel Yaakov Sholem Sukoyso Yaakov come Sholem. Sholem is Kiyadua Rashi Tevis Shemom L'Shoinim Al Busham. They didn't lose their identity. They didn't lose their names. They weren't Porosh Ba'arayas. This is a nation that's called Dorotea. The Zohar tells us that there's never a generation like this generation that came out of Mitzrayim. Nochtutzu, we have all the Chazals that tell us v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, that only 1 in 5 got out. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeded out the ones that weren't up to it, only the finest of the fine. Some say 1 in 50, some say 1 in 500. You're talking about the finest of the finest. It's nochtutzu, the mekabli ator, the oich lehamon. So, some could say, is it this one or is it that one? The answer is yes. You know, that's the whole Seder night is molly v'godish contradictions and paradoxes. We're b'nei chorin, but lechem oini. So the matzah itself is lechem oini meloshin anius, poverty, but it's also lechem she'olin olav dvorim harbe. It's the lechem of freedom. That's what Pesach is all about. The yayin, the lean, we don't need. You could say there was a bit of both, but it doesn't really give us a depth of understanding into how we relate to Klal Yisrael at that time. So, in order to try to perhaps share a bit of a mechudishtika vot, actually, a chassidish vot, I just said mechudish, same thing, to try and explain perhaps how one can attempt to reconcile these two opposite understandings of the Matzah of Klal Yisrael, let's take a look briefly at not so much Pesach, but the Korban Pesach. Let's look at the Korban itself, which is also somewhat dichotomous in nature. And let's present this difficulty with a question in Halacha. Can the Korban Pesach be brought on Shabbos? If Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, what happens to the Korban Pesach? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is also a Korban Sivur Kiyadua. Korban Sivur can be brought, a communal Korban can be brought even on Shabbos. Is brought on Shabbos. Korban Sivur is brought on Shabbos. The Talmud is brought on Shabbos. Temidim Kesidro, Korban Musafim Kilchosim, no problem. Shabbos Yom Tov, no problem. A Korban Yochid, an individual Korban, Toido, Chatos, that cannot be brought on Shabbos. Although it's stated in the Gemara, in Halacha. The question is, what is the status of the Korban Pesach? Is the Korban Pesach a Korban Sivur, or is the Korban Pesach a Korban Yochid? Is it an individual Korban, or is it a communal Korban? So this is a famous deal in the Gemara in Yuma. And it's also a sugi in Sochem. Mitzad echod, Mitzalecho Pesach should be a korban yochid. It's called the korban yochid in the Gemara and Yuma. It's called the korban yochid. It's brought as a proof that there are certain korbanos yochid that you can bring on Shabbos. The Moshe of the Gemara says Yuma korban Pesachim, korban Pesach. On the one hand. Mitzad Shein Yishtet V'Posim V'Shochat V'Oysa Kol Kaal Adas Yisrael Ben Arboim, that the Shechita was done Barovom Kol Kaal Adas Yisrael, so should be a Korban Tzibur. The truth is that this tension between the Korban Yochid status and Korban Rabbim, the Korban Tzibur status, is not really resolved. It happens to be Al Pi Haloch in the end that a Korban Pesach can be brought on Shabbos. Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. That happens to be the reality. We'll soon see that it was Hillel, and this is how we became Nosi. They came up with that resolution, and that's the Sugim Sochem in the Perik Elu Devarim, that it can be. But it's not because it is completely a Korban Sibur. In reality, the Korban Pesach is a little bit Korban Yochid and a little bit Korban Sibur. It has both elements to it, and those two elements, which are in themselves slightly paradoxical, will help us perhaps also resolve how we can understand the status of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, which is also somewhat self-contradictory as follows. So we have two of these, so to speak, inherent conflicts. The state of Klal Yisrael at the moment of Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the status of the Korban Pesach. So before we can explain both of those and how they relate to one another, we need to move into the Haggadah itself. Let's take a look at the Haggadah itself. The Gemara says, P'sokim Daf Kuf Tezayin, and that's the Loshon that we use at the Seder as well in the Haggadah. Shteit b'chol dor v'dor, chayev odom liros es atzmoi ki ilu yotzim mitzrayim. The Rambam is a slightly different nusach, we'll come to in a minute. But in most Haggadahs it says, chayev odom liros es atzmoi ki ilu hu yotzim mitzrayim. It's a very important part of the Seder. That every single individual needs to see themselves as though they left Mitzrayim. But then the Loshon continues and says, it's not just our forefathers that Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu brought out of Mitzrayim, but we also were redeemed from Mitzrayim. So all the Mefarshim ask, what's the double expression? You've just said that every single person needs to feel as though they were redeemed from Mitzrayim. So why does then continue? Not that it was just our forefathers, but the others that were redeemed from Mitzrayim, but also us. What's the extra expression? So one Peshat is like this. Pesach is the foundation of everything. Rishon Ulochem. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emuna. Pesach, the Matzah itself, is the Na'amu D'Mehemanuso. Pesach is the foundation. Upon Pesach, everything stands. Pesach is the Yisoid HaYisoidus, V'Shoyrish HaShroshim. See, if we're looking at the foundation, then we need to look no further than the Ramchal, who describes what the foundation is for all of us. In his opening words, Ki Yadua, Ramchal, he says, Yisoid HaChasidus, the foundation, V'shoyresh HaAvoida, on the root of all service of Hashem, is, Nu, She'yisboel v'yis'ameis eitzel ha'odo, Machoy bosebo elomi. Let's analyze that line for a moment. Says the Ramchal, you know what the Yisoid is? You know what the Shoresh is? That it should be clear and made true to every single individual. Yes? Machoy vosoy ba'olamoy. Meaning, what is his duty in his world? Let's analyze. He doesn't say machoy vo ba'olam. Or what is sam derotzen Hashem? It's much more than that. The Yesoid is machoy vosoy ba'olamoy. What is his duty in his world? The Hainu individuality. Just like no two people look alike, no two people think alike. Every single individual has a choyva bo'olam, has their own personal tafki. And if a person wants to build their world on the yesoid that is miyusud and on a shoresh that is mushrosh, then they need to answer the question, ma choyvoscha bo'olamecha, not what's your neighbor's choyva. Not what my uncle's duty is, or my friend, or my chavrusa, but what's my duty in my world. Dahainu, there's an aspect that Ramchal is highlighting to Avodas Hashem, which is, there is a certain communal responsibility, there's a certain, so to speak, korban tzibur, that tzibur has certain duties, Klal Yisrael have certain duties, Klal Yisrael are put in this world to perform certain things, and they're all listed in the Shulchan Aruch very, very clearly. But there's a whole world that you cannot find in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole world. And that's called Machoy Vosso Bo'elomoy. I know why you're here. I know why we are here, the Gedet Tzibur. I know what the purpose of Klal Yisrael is. Shein Posuk, Lefikol Chibroth, I've got to spoken to Zakas Es Yisrael. Lefikol Chibroth, Torah Mitzvahs. But that doesn't explain why I'm here. If I was removed from the picture, there's still Klal Yisrael. There's still everybody else. Baruch Hashem. So Ramchal is not good enough to answer generally what's stated in Halakha. I need to learn Musa that tells me, Machri Vosoy Bo'olam. And the truth is that, of course, that's what Hillel meant in the Mishnah. Emeinam Nili, Mili. Every person is unique in that sense. And therefore, we can touch on the Haggadah. B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv odom, lirois es atzmoi. A person needs to see themselves. You can even touch it up to find themselves. Nistam Redden, yeah, I bought the Moyinu, Loshen Rabbi in the fire of Mitzrayim. But it's more than that. The Tafkid, the Yesoid, and the Pesach, it's all about Yesoidus. Is Lir, and that's the Loshen Chayiv Adam, by the way. Chayiv Adam, Lir says, that's my Chayiv, Loshen Choyva, Ma Choyvotsoi. What is their obligation? Lir says, Ki'inu Hu Yotsom in Mitzrayim. Babosom Ich Arois Kukumen. I can tie up why Klal Yisrael came out. The whole Haggadah tells me why. Why did I come out? That's Chayiv Adam Lirus Atzmei. That's a major Yisrael. Come to us the Fizeh. That there's an inyan of Pesachim or the Korban Tzibur of Pesach. And then there's the inyan of the Korban Yochim. Dahainu, that there's an individual offering here. What do I bring to the table? And if we think about it, and we understand that Pesach is really the Yom Tov of Chinuch, Waldige Mechanchem here, so who am I to talk? But Yom Tov is V'Igalta Levincha. Everybody knows, especially in today's generation, and V'Chol Dor V'Dor, no less this Dor, no less than any other, if not more so, that Chanoich Lanar Al Pi Darkei. And really, that's what the Arba Bonim are all about. That's what Arba Bonim are all about. Even though we hope that around our own personal Siddurim, we don't have all four sons represented. But all four are definitely somewhere to be found, and in some way manifest in everybody. Many of the Mepharshim explain that the Kenegad Arba Bonim Dibrei Torah is that every single person, there's sometimes a bit of Tzidkus, sometimes a bit of Rishus, sometimes a bit of I don't know, sometimes I can't be bothered. Right? People are not consistently, you know, the same all the way through. So, this inyan as well of Yechidus is very, very important. And I'm going to take the liberty of suggesting a Mechudishtik of Pshat in the Roshas specifically. Because the Rosh asks, I'm not seeing this pshat anywhere, so for now it's mine, but it's too good to be mine. So when I find it, I'll tell you who says it, but for now it's copyright. Because share it in the Seder. What does the Rosh say? Mor ha'avodah hazois lochem. Mor ha'avodah hazois lochem. How's the Haggadah continue? Lochem v'loy loy. Zogichev she the pshat is. Lochem is toch haloshen rabin. He's detached from me. What's this general avodah? He's not there. He doesn't see his individual tafkir. He's a general tafkir. What's the purpose of life in general? That's not enough, Dr. Ramchal. What are you doing here? You know what the answer is? Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li. B'tzeisim v'mitzroyim. Alashim yachid. The answer to the Rosh is, listen, you can't just push it out there to everybody else. You have to be asking the question, Bavur ze osa Hashem li. You have to ask the question, Mo avodah hazois li, not lochem. Take it one step further if you're really using a bit of a poetic license here. In the Rambam, it doesn't say Chayv Odom Nirois es Atzmoi, but
Laharos
es Atzmoi. Laharos. So Lirois means to see, and Laharos means to show. So you could say the Poshut Pshat is Laharos es Atzmoi means one has to show oneself. Actually, we can say as Mechanchim, because we all become Mechanchim at the Seder table. Now, laharois es atzmoi means that you have a duty at your Seder table, laharois, to make clear, to show the atzmoi, to bring out the atzmius, to bring out the individuality of every child, of every person. Lirois u laharois, to find oneself and to find the other. That's the tafkid. It's not stam to talk in veltanaim. It's stam in, you know, in general platitudes. One has to focus in on the atzmius, on the yochid. That's why I'm here. It may not need leave. It's also Hashem leave. It's in the Hasidic Surim, Shtait. Klal Yisrael, after 210 years, in a terrible goddess, perhaps had managed to cling on to the cosmetics of Yiddishkeit, and perhaps even a little bit more than that. But what 210 years in Golus does to a person is reduces and removes their sense of self, their sense of identity, and ultimately their sense of individuality. A slave mentality sets in. And a slave mentality means, I'm just a number. I'm not a person, I'm a number, I'm a statistic. And therefore, Klal Yisrael as a whole, perhaps, at least on the surface, in totality, perhaps, were somewhat safe. And on a relatively high level. Deserved to be redeemed. But what was fundamentally lacking was each member of Klal Yisrael's own individuality. Their own atzmai. Their own self. That wasn't there. And in that regard, they had slipped away almost to oblivion. There was a sort of this herd mentality. We're all sort of moving in one direction. Which is good, you need that. But was tut ich, machoivosel boilonoi, was eradicated completely. They had no sense of self in themselves at all. Therefore, when we ask, was Klal Yisrael here or was it here? The answer was, as a unit perhaps, they were whole. But if you started to pick it apart, you realize that the individual was missing. And when the individual is missing, then you have a problem. Because the total always equals more than the sum of its parts. And where the parts are empty, the totality was also empty. It's a remarkable chiddush. But there's a lot of emes in there. Because when we see that Pesach is so much about celebrating the machoivosu boilomoy ba'avuzos Hashem li, then we understand that perhaps that was what was missing in the first place. And that's why there needed to be swept out of Klal Yisrael with great urgency, out of Mitzrayim with great urgency, because if not for that, then the collective picture is not good enough. Which is perhaps a very, very powerful lesson to this day as well. It's not enough to take sort of a bird's eye view. One needs to get right down deep into the kishkas, one could say. To the inside of the internal, to ask the question, are we doing it al pidarkoi? Or is it all youngsters, one environment, one mahalach? Can't be right. Cannot be right. Can't be right. However, There is a caveat to this. There's an epilogue. Because the Korban Yochid wasn't, the Korban Pesach wasn't completely a Korban Yochid. Vashteitzach was also a Korban Sibur. Which means, as somebody once phrased it, it takes a village to raise a child. While it's true that there's so much emphasis on the individual, of course you need the klal as well. And if you go back to the Loshon of the Haggadah by the Rosha, it's very interesting. Yes, it says, he says, Lochem, and not Loi. And yes, we say to him, Ba'avur Zos HaShem Li. But you know what else it says in that paragraph? Olefisha Hoisi, it's Atzmoi, Min HaKlal, Kofa V'Ika. The Atzmoi was missing from the klal, the Haindu. Don't celebrate the Atzmoi completely. Don't make it all about the Atzmoi. But after getting in the klal, yeah? And if we come back to Hillel, and this is the beauty of this, yes, he starts the sentence by saying, Min Ani Li, Li Li. Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li. Yes, it's true, but then he continues, Uchshani La'atzmi. If I'm only the Atzmi, it's Atzmoi, every word Meduyik, Mo'ani. Let's not forget, the whole Haggadah is more, more, more. Ma'ani Shtano. Pesach Zuh, Sh'on Eichlim, Al Shumma, Yinibo. Sh'on Eichlim, Lashon Rabin. And the beautiful thing about that is that, of course, it was Hillel who answered the question about Korban Pesach. And Hillel became the Nosi, became the God of Klal Yisrael, when he managed to reconcile these two elements. Bisarecha Korban Yochid, Fages Nishle Yochid, Bisarcheni Korban Simur, still a Korban Simur. And if you look in the Korban Pesach, that's how it is. Everyone had to prepare it on their own, get it ready on them, and then the Shechita was done by Rabin, V'shochat to Kol Kahal Hadas Bnei Yisrael. But then what did you do? It didn't stay there. You then brought it home and ate it at your private Seder table. There's no other Korban like it. That's because you need to have the Yechidus and the Rabin rolled into one. So the formula is very clear. Emen ani li, mi li, uchshani la'atzmi mo ani. This is a message for every single person in Klal Yisrael, at Pesach. By the way, the first Korban, Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim, interesting. The first Pesach Mitzrayim, punkt, was the Shocht and also Beichidus. It's only the second Korban of the second year that was done in this format. Was prepared Beichidus, Shechted Barabim, then eaten Beichidus. But then it goes back to the Yechidus again. And that's very significant, especially because the second Korban Pesach was Shabbos. It's actually the second year after it came out of Mitzrayim, the Erev Pesach was Shabbos. If you work out, we do it like that. So it all clicks together very, very carefully, because the Mahalach has to be a very strong, the first Korban Pesach has to be a very strong Yechidus, a very strong self-expression of identity. But then it had to be inserted back into the cloud. Need to be, every Yochid needed to make up the klal. I think that what emerges from this is that as we prepare for Pesach, I think the klal aspect, I think, is strong enough. I think people see that. but it's quite clear, especially under the guise of Be'igadeta Lebincha, that the Yochid cannot be forgotten. And the Yochid is very, very important. And not just the Yochid of the other, not just the Yochid of the child, or the Yochid of the guest, but also oneself. Chayav Adam Liro says, Atzmoi. One needs to ask their own questions. And that's Takin Halacha, as I state. Halacha states that you have to generate questions in the others. And if there aren't any others, then you've got to ask yourself, Vosidos. I mean, when we were young, we were told that's the first sign of manners. And you started talking to yourself. And then my Muzayin, that is all part of the Liro says, Atzmoi. The Liros is Asma, Ula Haros is Asma. No, we should be Zoycha, Liros, Ula Haros. We should be Zoycha, to Venochim, and Azvochim, Minam, Vesochim, and Lomel, and Fon of Shirach, Adosha, Halleluka.